For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen.
We're going to get our tour started out right here on Church Street.
Charleston's lively city reflects its rich history with carriage horses and cobblestone streets. But its tranquil shores belie a heavy past. Nearly half of all African slaves brought to this nation came through Charleston. Their ships docked at Gadsden's Wharf, just blocks from where tourists now buy souvenirs at the city market. Some 100,000 men, women, and children met their fate here at the height of the international slave trade. It's that untold tale of two cities that still troubles Charleston's former longtime mayor, Joe Riley.
We do have, at the very least, a duty to honor them.
Riley gazes out the window of his Broad Street office as he talks about a city, a nation built on the backs of slaves. The 75-year-old Charleston native stepped down as mayor 2 years ago and is busy making good on a promise of nearly 20 years to build an African-American museum. He's teaching a course about it at his alma mater, the Citadel. It's called How and Why, The Making of the International African-American Museum. The how is a mix of business, finance, architecture, and marketing, as Riley prepares to build the museum at what he calls a sacred site, Gadsden's Wharf.
Because it's the one place to stand and know this is exactly where the enslaved Africans were brought in chains.
The why of his class is honoring African-American history.
It wasn't taught. We didn't understand. We don't know it. There's a barrier, and when that barrier comes down, then I think we have a better understanding of each other.
Riley says he was inspired by Edward Ball and his 1998 book, Slaves in the Family. He invited the author to speak to his class and the public.
My father was a Charlestonian, born and raised, and when we moved into the little house, he sat me down on the dunes and said what the place was all about. The slaves would stumble off of the ship there. They were sick, terrified, and starving.
The Ball family owned rice farms and people on the Cooper River for nearly 200 years. It wasn't something they talked about publicly, but Edward Ball's award-winning book changed that. It sought out the descendants of those slaves, giving voice to their struggles. He believes the museum will do the same.
I think that the museum will help Charleston to rewrite its story as a shared history.
Riley says it's time for others to shed their fear and shame and own up to the atrocities while recognizing the accomplishments of slaves.
This museum is an important part of something that has not really hasn't happened in America, is the reconciliation, the coming to grips with the truth of slavery.
Back in class, the Citadel has its own less talked about past. It was originally built as an arsenal for fear of a slave uprising before becoming a military college in 1842. Today, black and white cadets sit side by side in Joe Riley's class, talking about their shared past, says Cadet John Moser.
I have a very poor opinion of a lot of the depictions of race relations in America.
A history to learn from, says Cadet Gabriel Massey.
The best way for racial reconciliation to occur is through relationships.
For a shared future. For more on this story, go to southcarolinapublicradio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen.